This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know what else is ripe for disruption? The negotiations that Greece is having with its creditors over the next chunk of bailout money that Athens needs to pay its bills and avoid defaults. And in the final analysis, and I'm not even kidding here, stay in the Eurozone. You're totally forgiven if you've not been paying attention to all the daily back and forth of these negotiations, the talk and the terms and the yada yada and the blah, 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 which is why Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is going to catch us all up on the endless soap opera that is the Greek debt crisis.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
When last we left the days of our Greek lives, Greece and its creditors were in a standoff. The creditors want big economic reforms like pension cuts. Greece's prime minister was voted into office on a promise not to do that stuff.
It's complete Groundhog Day.
Mudge Tabaraman with the Eurasia Group says the story's been the same whether you tuned in last week or last January. The difference now is that Greece is nearing the end of soft deadlines it can blow past.
Greece needs a deal on Sunday. If they don't have a deal on Sunday, their bailout expires at the end of the month.
Others point to a later July deadline as more significant. But Nicholas Spyro of Spyro Sovereign Strategy says rather than compromise, both sides are upping the blame game.
Essentially, over the last several days or so, we've seen the creditors snap. Whilst there was very little trust between both sides to begin with, we're pretty much seeing the end of negotiations.
Greece's prime minister said today that the IMF bears a, quote, criminal responsibility for the situation. And he's heading to Russia later this week, perhaps cozying up to President Vladimir Putin just in case. Douglas Elliott is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
We're at the 12th hour, more or less. It's 11:59 and 50 seconds or something anyway. This is the time to come up with the deal, but they're not showing a sign of doing it.
Elliott thinks things might need to actually start falling apart in Greece for its leaders to be able to compromise. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.